You're listening to SBS News.
Cricket Australia chairman David Peaver had been under siege over a damning ethics review of the organisation ever since he fronted the media on Monday after the release of the review's findings.
David, are you embarrassed to be sitting here?
No, not at all. I'm part of and associated with something that is so important to Australia, and that I feel very, very committed to. I'm not embarrassed at all. I'm looking forward immensely.
David, you've overseen a murky culture.
On Thursday night, Peaver paid the price in the aftermath of Australia's infamous ball tampering scandal in South Africa in March, tendering his resignation. Leading figures in the game have welcomed the former mining executive's decision. Former star bowler Shane Warne is among those calling for a fresh start.
I'd like to see the players and Cricket Australia become one and become a partnership and work together as a team rather than us against them either way. I think both parties have been at fault with some of the things they've done, both the Cricket Australia and the players. I like to see them join forces. I like to see them get together and say, we're in this together. We're going to fix it.
Another former Test spinner, Bryce McGain, says Peaver lost key allies in the state associations by delaying the report's release until after last week's annual general meeting.
I think they lost a lot of faith when the extent and the damning report came out that 3 days earlier he'd just been appointed for another 3-year term. So I think that applied a lot of pressure on his position, and ultimately it certainly became untenable.
In announcing Peaver's resignation, Cricket Australia has praised him for his achievements in the top job. Among those achievements were helping elevate the status of women's cricket, boosting attendance and participation, and overhauling the governance of the International Cricket Council. But Interim Chairman Earl Eddings has acknowledged the organisation faces a big task ahead. He says the board is keenly aware the organisation and Australia have a long way to go to earn back the trust of the cricket community. Eddings is among the leading contenders for the chairman's role, along with current Cricket Australia director Jackie Hay. Bryce McGain is calling for a strong presence atop the organisation.
Generally and specifically, it needs good leaders. It needs leaders that are willing to stand for what's right, certainly set a high-performance environment, but also behave in a way and set a standard that hasn't been shown to be arrogant and confronting at times. And that's really some of the outcomes that have come from the report. So it requires good leadership, and those people are certainly around. It doesn't mean they have to be a strong business background. It doesn't mean they have to be all cricket people. But there are people there with terrific leadership capability that can lead cricket for a new, fresh approach.
Former captain Mark Taylor, also touted as a possible replacement, has reportedly ruled out such a move. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.